Milwaukee is the epicenter when it comes to the number of black men who've served time in Wisconsin's prisons. The state has the highest rate of black male incarceration in the country. We've been exploring the impacts in our Project Milwaukee series, Black Men in Prison, but until now, only on people affected here in town. WUWM's Latoya Dennis takes us outward to glimpse how residents in other parts of the state perceive the issue.
A drive around Racine with people who know the area reveals a lot.
Right now we're on the street called Villa Street. Like, most of the people that live in these neighborhoods are not homeowners.
Many of the houses need paint and new roofs, and there's trash on the ground. Yusuf Buckley works with the Racine Interfaith Coalition, and he's involved in a campaign to reduce Wisconsin's prison population. He's showing me a neighborhood where quite a few of its black men have served time. It's mid-afternoon, and there is not a soul in sight.
If this was a 60 or 70 degree day, you would see everybody outside standing on the corners, probably drinking liquor, smoking weed, playing their music loud, but just a little bit too cold right now for the people to be out.
According to a UWM study, more than 2,000 of Wisconsin's black male prisoners come from Racine. A lot of them don't need prison cells, but rather treatment for addictions or mental health problems, according to Betty Brenneman. She also belongs to the Interfaith Coalition. Brenneman says the situation in Racine has wide-ranging effects and for everyone in the state.
We pay for it in lack of cultural richness. We pay for it in money. We pay for it in a sense of fear for a lot of people that are afraid to go into communities.
One ripple in the pond, if you put enough ripples in that same pond, it's going to create a wave.
Jamil Gwari is executive director of the George Bray Neighborhood Center. It's located in the thick of a low-income Racine block where many men have been to prison. The center provides activities and life skills.
If you create enough waves, you're going to create a tsunami. If you do that, it's going to affect everybody who has a border or shore that's connected to that body of water.
Gwari says the issues Wisconsin needs to deal with to reduce its black male prison problem are moral, not criminal. Republican State Senator Paul Farrell represents parts of Dodge, Waukesha, and Washington counties. They are not home to many black men who've gone to prison. Yet Farrell says the numbers in urban neighborhoods affect his constituents in the pocketbook, and they want to know that the state is putting their tax dollars to good use.
We have to look at how we're making sure that Milwaukee doesn't have an adverse effect on the rest of the state. You look at how much money is sent out from other districts, and there are what you can call givers and takers counties. There are counties that dollar for dollar get less back as they put in. And Waukesha's county is one of those.
Farrell says the men Wisconsin incarcerates are typically uneducated and draw on the system while in prison and out. Upstate, many residents take a hard line on offenders, according to Father Steve Bryce. He's pastor of three Roman Catholic parishes in Clark County.
Politically, you know, rural Wisconsin is quite Republican, and the hard-on-crime philosophy, you know, is very strong here.
Bryce says people in his region are not necessarily in tune with injustices or issues that could lead men into trouble. Back in Racine, Jamil Gwari sees societal divides.
We don't look at ourselves as one. We look at ourselves as them and us. Us means we're united in spirit. Them means is those who I want to have nothing to do with because they're opposite of me. They don't believe like I do.
Gwari says President Obama appropriately named his new program to lift up boys and men of color, My Brother's Keeper. Latoya Dennis, 89.7 WUWM.